we're just taking the right steps to move ahead and, you know, don't worry about all the other stuff going on. And I think we're hitting a point where now we can really focus on football. You know, I've been working my tail off trying to get to where I'm at now, and, you know, things is looking good now.
Nick, is it the same things you were dealing with last year? I mean, they listed you as knee and foot. Is it kind of the same kind of things you've been battling?
Yep. You know, it's the main thing is just looking past that and trying to get ahead of it. And right now, I've been doing a great job at that. So we're moving forward in the right path.
Did you have to have any procedures in the off season?
No. No. Just rest and training and just getting to where I need to be and, you know, where they feel I need to be. So.
Nick, how excited are you, or what do you think about the new position, if in fact it is new? But we hear this elephant talk and how you and Mike and Julius are all fit for that role. What do you think about it since today was the first time you really got to do anything with it?
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting seeing all of these guys just working together. We got Peppers, you know, all of us is healthy. We're ready to roll, and I think the new position, you know, it'll help.
Does Nick, how comfortable are you now at outside linebacker, making the conversion from college defensive end to outside linebacker? How comfortable are you now in that role of linebacker?
I've made huge leaps coming from playing defensive end and now moving into outside linebacker position. You know, I know the defense. I have a good foundation, so now I don't really have to worry about plays anymore. I can really study my opponent and anticipate things, and that's just a part of being a pro now. So I'm getting ahead of those things, staying on top of the little things, and, you know, things are working out good.
Nick, your career, every time it seems like you got it, you're starting to produce, you've had a physical setback. Obviously, it's important for you to stay healthy all year, but do you think about that a lot? Like, man, what it could have been in the first 2 years had I stayed healthy?
There's always that, you know, notion that goes back, you know, that I think, you know, if I could have been healthy, you know, things would have been better for me. I haven't had the seasons that I want due to that, but, you know, the main goal for me every year is staying healthy and playing the best of my ability and helping my teammates any way I can. So, you know, I'm glad to be here, and, you know, it's an honor to be here, and I'm just ready to roll this year.
With that role that where they move you or Julius or, you know, Mike all over the field, what does that kind of do for you as a pass rusher? Is it great because it gives you different looks? Is it the matter of the unexpected? What does that kind of do for you being able to move all over the field in that position?
Well, we're going to all feed off of one another, and from that, it's just going to make everybody better. And everybody has their game, and they're going to play it, and I'm going to play my game. So we're all a team, and we're going to work towards that one goal this year.
At the end of the season, you know, the depth, the numbers were kind of dwindling, and maybe guys were wearing down at the end of the game. If you can stay healthy, everybody, not just you, but, I mean, when you look around and see the depth that you have right now at outside linebacker, it's just a lot different than last year, isn't it?
It is. It's a lot scary knowing we got, you know, guys that can really step up and do a lot for this defense and, you know, the whole team as well. So having that depth helps a lot.
And maybe having people cycle through and it might benefit everybody in the end?
No question. You know, whatever works. You know, we're going to figure out what makes us the best, and we're going to stick to that formula.